Hello, this is Melissa, and this is for the Intergroup Caucus Worldwide Fellowship Call being held on March 3rd, 2019. And we are going to have three speakers and possibly a fourth speak and share on their experience, strength, and hope related to Intergroup. The title of this event is called United We Stand, and I will briefly review the purpose of our call. As the Intergroup Caucus, we considered its mission and the ways we could share intergroup experience, strength, and hope with a fellowship throughout the year. We acknowledge that our intergroups are not evenly distributed across the 14 global regions of Debtors Anonymous, nor in the 50 U.S., 50 states, and that not all intergroups have a current registration on the DA.org website. These facts could result in decreased fellowship knowledge about intergroup's responsibilities and activities. As an example, knowing how the DA Fellowship can be interconnected by its global network of intergroups. The purpose of our call is, one, to provide an opportunity to find out the importance of an intergroup and the challenges that intergroups might be having. Two, to share experience, strength, and hope of the ways intergroups use their websites and other resources to communicate with a debtor. Three, to provide an opportunity for DA members to ask questions about intergroups and inspire them to have their fellowship groups either form an intergroup for the area or join an intergroup by becoming an ISR or GSR representative. Our first speaker is from the Chicago Area Intergroup, and his name is Kurt. And Kurt, would you like to let our timekeeper, Marcy, know how you would like to be timed? You will have a total of 12 minutes.
Sure, this is Kurt. And if you could give me a two-minute warning, that
Great.
Would be wonderful.
Got it, Kurt. Thank you.
All right, wonderful. And Kurt, I wasn't able to add to the document to put your information to be able to introduce you properly. So if you could just share your experience with intergroup for people to become aware of your background and the service work and positions you've held and what you've done as an intergroup rep.
Sure. If you wouldn't mind, I can just kind of go through a real quick history of myself and then get into the other stuff.
Sure. Please proceed.
All right. Sure. So I'm Kurt. I am a debtor and a business owner. And I have been involved in DA for over 11 years. My solvency date is I have 2.5 years of solvency. So there have been a few bumps along the way, which has had implications for my service work, but I've come back quickly after each one, thanks to staying in touch with the program. I have been a GSR at five of the World Service Conferences. As a matter of fact, the first World Service Conference that I went to was in Detroit in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and I joined the Intergroup Caucus at that time in Public Information Committee. So I was involved in the early research efforts to try and map out exactly how many intergroups were in the DA fellowship. And I did go to one of the World Service Conferences as an ISR. I serve on the board of the Great Lakes Area Debtors Anonymous intergroup, which is serving not only the Chicago area, but beyond, and I'll get into that in a minute. You can find our information at GLADA.org, Great Lakes Area Debtors Anonymous. And, you know, while I've been involved in the intergroup, and that's been for about the past 8 years, I've served as treasurer, interim treasurer, and have done public information. I'm currently the public information officer for that group, and then I have been chair of GLADA. During that period of time, first of all, the Great Lakes Area Debtors Anonymous Intergroup kind of started with one of the folks that originally brought DA to the Chicago area. And then it started serving both the suburban and the downtown meetings in Chicago. My home group is downtown, both DA and BDA groups in Streeterville on Saturday morning, so I should mention that. And while I was with Great Lakes Area Debtors Anonymous, our territory started to expand because we were getting requests from meetings in other states, usually by attending the World Service Conference, making connections there. In some cases, we get a call out of the blue where somebody knew somebody or they were traveling to the other state and they found a meeting in that state that didn't have an intergroup. So we've, over that time, become a regional intergroup entity. We're now serving Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Missouri. We have had some interest expressed by Michigan and Ohio at various points, but Michigan, I think, now has and has had in the past and now has a fully functioning intergroup. We've also been in touch with the Minnesota intergroups as well. And so we've got a broad geographic area. Most of the meetings, of course, tend to concentrate in Chicago. But when we do our monthly calls, we will typically have folks from, Kentucky. Kentucky is in there too. we will get folks from Kentucky, Indiana, Wisconsin. We now have some representation on the board from those states, which is a good thing. We feel that that's really helped us because one of the biggest challenges that we've dealt with as an intergroup is, leadership responsibilities. It kind of rotated among a small group of folks initially, and just recently we've had leadership changes, which of course, you lose some of the institutional knowledge that you have. There's always a bump when a leadership change occurs, but you gain in terms of the richness of the group and diversity of, opinions and representation of the other states. So that's been a big positive for us. Because we cover the territory that we do, one of the concepts that we've been talking about here recently has been starting an intergroup sponsorship program because there are other smaller intergroups within our region that would like to attend our monthly phone meeting, have contacts at our intergroup so that they can kind of, we can help them along as a group sponsorship would work. And that whole concept. So that's been very interesting for us. In terms of what we do, as far as serving our area, we have two. We have a retreat and a fellowship day every year. We have a spring fellowship day. Tends to be at a suburban hospital. We have our own room. We have speakers all day long. Breakout sessions. Even music, food, you name it. And then we also have an annual fall retreat, which is at a retreat center in Techne, Illinois, which is in the northwestern suburbs. It's a little easier for some of the folks who are coming from Iowa and other states, so they don't have to come to downtown Chicago necessarily and deal with hotels and all that. Overnight stays that folks can have at that conference center, which is a good thing. And that's a full day as well. Speakers from all over. Again, breakout groups, topics. We cover BDA as well as DA in that as well. The other thing that we're starting to get into, certainly not to the degree I think that some of the California intergroups have, is really developing tools for our groups. And one of the tools that we've started working on here recently has to do with bullying and harassment. We had a situation where we had to deal with that. We did some research, took a look at some of the other 12-step groups out there and how they're handling that issue, and we've developed some guidelines around, or are in the process of developing those guidelines for our groups so that they can adopt them and adopt a statement that can be used in their format. That's something that's in the works. We haven't finalized it at this point, but we're kind of excited about that. We have a 1-800 number that we use for all of our group listings on the GLADA.org site. We're kind of following the pattern that the General Service Board and the DebtorsAnonymous.org site has had in terms of trying to protect anonymity at the group contact level. By having a 1-800 number, folks can call into that. We have a voicemail coordinator who checks that for messages and then can relay any messages to any individual groups or help a person find a group. And that seems to have worked fairly well. It's a low-cost option for us, and we list that number under each one of our groups. One of our issues has been it is rather difficult for us to get information on the groups that exist and the contact people in those groups within the various states that we represent from the home office in Needham. One of the reasons for that is, again, anonymity. They're rightly protecting the members' anonymity, so we have to do a formal request to them to then reach out to the groups themselves, get a contact name, and then relay that information back to us. That's been a little bit cumbersome for us. So that is a challenge. In terms of other things that we do, we have, an active, as I mentioned, an active website, and that's been something that when you look at how people are actually finding meetings, they go to the debtorsanonymous.org website in some cases, but they've also been able to find our website through search, and we have an up-to-date listing that also keys off of the same listings that are done at the debtorsanonymous.org site. So we make sure and try and coordinate those listings. We are transitioning from our webmaster, who's been doing that work for a long time.
2 minutes.
Thank you. So one of the things that we've done is try to start to diversify the number of people who have the information as to how to work on the website. So we now have two people, one from Wisconsin and myself, who are going into the website making changes and updating. Just in terms, and I'll close with this, just in terms of the intergroup experience itself, there is no one single aspect of Debtors Anonymous, I think, that allows you to, well, perhaps the World Service Conference, but allows you to really live and breathe the traditions as intergroup. You see all the problems of the various groups. You're there as trusted servants. You're there to facilitate the conversation and to help those groups ultimately connect to World Service as well. So that's been a really amazing experience for me. It has really done marvelous things for my program. And the retreats that we offer, I would say, have been quite impactful. We bring newcomers to retreats, and they're the ones that stick, because they see this as a larger fellowship. They start to see that pattern. So I think that's about all I have. I look forward to any questions, and thank you very much for offering this opportunity to talk with everyone.
Thank you so much, Kurt, for sharing your experience, strength, and hope regarding internet. We actually do have three speakers coming, and then we'll have time for 25 minutes for question and answer from any callers that have questions or would like to share their experience, strength, and hope after questions. So I would like to introduce our next speaker, who is Sarah. And her service experience in the intergroup level is prior to being elected as chair this past year includes working with the intergroup chair and the GSB to hold a regional forum in Houston in 2012, attending and participating in intergroup as the GSR from her group, serving in an unelected capacity as chair and secretary for intergroup when there was none between 2014 and 16, serving on a workshop planning committee, developing and updating a trifold local meeting schedule used by her groups, writing a brief service description for the Trusted Servants of Intergroup, and participating in her intergroup's first ever public information event this year. So Sarah, please press star 6, and we welcome to hear your experience, strength, and hope about your intergroup time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Sarah, this is Marcy. Before you start, how would you like to be timed?
Maybe 4 minutes out, you know, four okay. minutes before.
Eight and four.
Eight and four,
Gotcha. Thank you.
Thank you. So hi, everyone. I'm Sarah, and I'm a compulsive debtor and grateful to be here today and for y'all being here with us. My group is the Tuesday night prosperity meeting in Houston. And thanks, Melissa and Marcy, for inviting me to speak today. I've known Marcy. She's our ISR since 2005 when I came into DA, and she has a couple of months of solvency ahead of me. So I don't have the whole history of our intergroup, but I know that DA started in Houston in 1987 when someone from California moved here and brought it. My sponsor knows the history, and I could have asked her more about it, but it wouldn't have been my own experience, so I didn't ask her for this talk. What I do know from her is that at one time, intergroup was very active, but by the time I came into DA, it really wasn't. So I didn't get involved in intergroup until 2012 when the chair asked for help with organizing a regional forum here. I hadn't been participating in intergroup, and I was curious, so I said yes. And it was one of the best decisions I've made in the program. It was just sort of an indescribable experience to, for the first time, feel really connected to the fellowship beyond my Tuesday meeting. And so the regional forum closed with a service vision circle, which I'd never seen done or participated in before, and I heard myself saying out loud that my personal service vision was to become my group's treasurer and then the GSR and then the intergroup chair. That's just how inspiring that regional forum was. So we're the fourth largest city in the United States, yet we haven't had more than four or five face-to-face meetings at a time since I came into the program almost 14 years ago. I knew that my sponsor's husband had been a GSR, well, actually a General Service Board member, and I knew a few people who had been GSR from my meeting, and I knew that we'd been able to send a GSR to the World Service Conference a few times, but not every year. I knew we had a website, and one person had been taking care of it, but no one was keeping it current. And we had a telephone contact person because my sponsor was that person, and we had a bank account and a post office box. I wasn't the only one not showing up and participating with intergroup. When I became treasurer for my Tuesday meeting, I found out that our seventh tradition check to Intergroup hadn't been cashed in over 6 months. And then I found out that Intergroup was insolvent and that the chair had personally been covering the monthly expenses for some time, and no one knew it. He admitted his powerlessness and asked for help by calling an emergency meeting, and I'm grateful to him for that because we both still need DA, and we're both active. He's active in BDA, and that I just realized that's what happens when we go it alone. And because it was an emergency, a few of us showed up for it, and we immediately cut the expenses, closing the bank account, the mailbox, and the phone line, and started operating on a cash basis only. Someone volunteered to create a new spending plan and serve as treasurer, and different people volunteered to take the minutes every month. Then that same former board member and Intergroup chair asked a few of us to help host a workshop with former General Service board members. They like to stay in touch with each other, and they kind of met periodically around the country. And when they came here, that's when I got more active in Intergroup, because by then I was the GSR for my meeting. And then I, like Melissa said, I sort of was had an unofficial role because that just means I wasn't elected, but I was willing to lead the meetings just to keep them going. And I guess I really just didn't feel I could hold both positions since I was, you know, on a conference committee and a caucus as the GSR. But more than anything, I really wanted Intergroup to be more active because I saw how it could be when I'd been to conference. And I just took that role on, and it's something I think anyone can do, like starting a new meeting. And I've come to believe that people who show up are the people who are supposed to show up, and it's okay if other people don't or can't for whatever their reasons. And then a newcomer from the Tuesday meeting volunteered to serve as the new webmaster. He updated our website and the meeting list and things like that. And for months, we were the only two showing up at our meetings. So then we decided to let people know that we wanted to discuss meeting by phone instead of face-to-face. And we wanted to call for a vote about that. And some people showed up because we were making this change or wanted to. And that came from the way conference committees meet, and we thought we might get more participation with this format. And that's how we've been meeting for the last 4 years. And then we elected Marcy as our first ISR. Some of our groups had closed and some were struggling, and Tuesday didn't have a GSR anymore. And we asked those meetings that were still passing a GSR envelope or special funds envelope to consider making an ISR contribution to Intergroup from those funds, in addition to their Seventh Tradition donations, to help send Marcy to conference, and they did. They all did. And we've been able to send her for 3 years in a row and with scholarship support twice that she applied for. And she'll be rotating off before this year's conference, and God willing, a new ISR will represent us in August. New people stepped up in service through 2017, and then I was elected last year as the chair, and I'm serving again this year. We have a secretary, and we need a new treasurer since ours just recently resigned. And we still have our webmaster. If we're lucky, we average 4 to 7 people on the monthly call, but for perspective, 2 of our 5 meetings have about this many people on average every week, and one meeting has a lower average of participants. Some of the tools we created came from when I was GSR, and we hope that they'll benefit the meetings and individual members. The document of position descriptions.
4 minutes.
Thanks. And we send that to members so that they consider can consider open positions, and so we can rotate our positions every year or two. And the document's available for groups to use if they want to use it and revise it for their needs. And we're using it as an historical document. I think Kurt talked about losing some of that history with rotation. And we created and printed a meeting schedule for the newcomers, and it's also available to the groups to use. We've had, for 2 years at least, quarterly workshops, and we've had 3 holiday fellowship gatherings. And right now, a planning committee is in the process of exploring an overnight retreat, which came out of a visioning workshop last year. And as Melissa mentioned, we had our first public information event last month. More than 100 people were at that event and saw us. We talked to a couple and gave out some literature, and it was really awesome, and Marcy brought that to us. And in addition to being the ISR, she also answers our email inquiries for intergroup. And I realized I didn't even know how many emails we're getting on a regular basis. And a few people are serving in more than one position, but the takeaway is that a few motivated people can really make a difference and do what they can with what they've got to work with, and that no one does it alone, and we wouldn't recommend that. And another person takes the telephone calls on a personal mobile right now, and I don't know how many calls we're getting for that either. And the groups buy their own literature, so we don't sell it. And we've been reminding groups to register with GSO every year because our ISR reminds us. And I realized when I was getting ready that our own information needs to be updated on the website, but even though I swear we did it. And we're also listed differently than our own name, so it's an agenda item for our next meeting. And our visioning workshop last year, a few participants decided to look into starting a group in Katy, which is north of, which is west of Houston, and in Spring, north of Houston. And last year, my sponsor started, she's an early member of DA. She started 2 new meetings at the Council on Recovery, which is a place where other 12-step fellowships have been meeting for years. So right now we have 2 BDA meetings and 2 DA meetings and 1 monthly visions meeting. And we still operate on a cash basis, and we have a prudent reserve and support from the groups. And, you know, this is about the same number of meetings as when I came in 14 years ago. Only the formats and days and times and locations and people have changed. The Tuesday night group has been the constant, and my sponsor told me it almost closed down years ago. And I'm praying that we'll eventually have a meeting not only in Katy and Spring, but also down toward the Galveston area. So I'm holding a vision that we'll have a few more than 5 meetings in the next 5 years, and that the couple of smaller meetings we have now won't close. And I hold the vision for us to better connect with Dallas and Austin intergroups. Our website has been linked to their intergroup website since those older days, or, you know, in the past. And Marcy and I have talked with Craig in Dallas after they hosted conference for 2 years.
That's
about
time.
Challenges. Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry I've run out of time because I wanted to share my personal vision, but thanks to everyone. And with that, I'm out. Thanks.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience, strength, and hope with us. And we are now going to have our next speaker. And Jean, are you available to speak next? Press *6 if you are.
I am. I just needed to unmute.
Okay, and I do have your bio. So Jean G. has served for 4 years on the Northern California DA Intergroup. It's called initialed NCDA Intergroup. And they do have a website and hired a professional DA fellow to create it. And They hold twice annual day-long events and workshops for the DA Fellowship and periodically do e-blast and have a newsletter called Prosperity Times. And it's currently virtual to be printed by meetings. And they have their intergroup has a spending plan with accrual for public information. This intergroup supports their individual meetings with physical and financial help to fund meeting day-long events. And with that, I invite you, Jean, to share your experience, strength, and hope related to intergroup. And thank you.
Thank you for inviting me. Yes.
Before you begin, would you let me know how you'd like to be timed, please?
Just give me a 2-minute warning. That would be great.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for inviting me to speak on this call. I am excited because I believe intergroups are really a key to the strength of the program throughout the country and throughout the world by bringing together and linking together the individual meetings so that we can support each other in the light of not doing it alone. I have, for a little personal information, I came into the program in June of 2007. I have two main meetings, which have been my main meetings all along, which is the Wednesday noon BDA meeting in San Francisco and a Friday noon DA meeting in San Francisco. I've worked the steps several times, and I'm currently working the steps with my sponsor, and I have a service sponsor because I am also a GSR from the Wednesday BDA meeting. I was an intergroup rep from each of the two meetings, 2-year terms, so that's how I came to my 4 years in intergroup, which I just rotated off of this last December. I was the PI committee chair when I rotated off. I was PI committee chair for most of my time on intergroup because I feel that I'm very passionate about public information, and I'm on the public information committee as a GSR, and I'm on the Spiritually Sustainable Earning Caucus this year for the first time as a GSR. So some of the information about the history of our Northern California DA intergroup, which is an interesting title because Sacramento has their own and they're close, but then we spread out fairly much along the coast. So we have a little over 30 meetings in our area, and we recognize and are constantly grateful for the abundance of the San Francisco Bay Area DA program, which is robust. The website is interesting. The professional we hired didn't create it, but it came over from an older version of a website. We've had a website for a very long time. Interestingly, and referencing also something Kurt made reference to, which was how to stay in touch with your meetings. As he mentioned, we took all the phone numbers of the individual members who had been listed on our website for the meeting contact off the website, and because they were getting Googled and found out to be DA members when they were looking for jobs, which was unacceptable. So we had a group consensus to remove all the emails from the website in an effort to help the meetings then have the ability to be contacted directly rather than having to go through the Northern California DA phone guardian. We do have a phone number, and people can call it, and that phone guardian can then help them know about outlying meetings. But in order for us to be able to stay in touch with the meetings and for the meetings to have their own contact possibilities, we created emails based on our URL, our ncdaweb.org, which is our website base, and we created an email for each meeting so that they could then use that email and set up a phone number that would be a group phone number. So many of the groups use Google phones, and they get the phone number. And then the number on the website stays the same instead of having to rotate every 6 months when the position rotates. However, The problem with that has been getting that information out to the meetings and having them actually institute them. I would say out of the 30 meetings, we probably only have 2 meetings that have done that. There were already a couple meetings that had their own website set up with their own individual phone numbers that were set up for that meeting. So that's one of the issues we've had, is staying in touch with the meetings. And I would say that that's one of our biggest issues, is being able to reach out to the meetings themselves. If everybody had an email, we could send out a blast to all the meetings and hit the meetings, whoever was keeping track of their emails. However, that is not in place at this time, and I have to say that that's something that didn't happen while I was on Intergroup, and it's sad because we really need to be able to reach out to the meetings. At this point, our best outreach is the e-blast, which is sent out periodically, and we have an e-blast person on the Intergroup who does send it out, and they take information from the individual meetings, about events, anything that they want to put out to the whole fellowship. And we actually have, and I'm not sure of the exact number, I know it's several hundred people that get the e-blast that have opted in. You don't just put people on it, we opt in. One of the ways we opt people in is twice annually we have day-long events also with workshops for the fellowship. And at those day-long events, we pass around the sign-up sheet to sign up for the e-blast, besides having an e-blast sign-up on the website. Thank you. Was that 2 minutes? So we have passed around the sheet at events so that we can get people signed up for the e-blast. However, that doesn't get us the link to each individual meeting, which would be great to have, and we don't have. The spending plan with the accrual for public information is something that I helped implement as the Public Information Committee Chair for several years. Unfortunately, before I left, I did not actually utilize it. The Intergroup has put money forth to help fund some events and the bankruptcy judge meeting in San Francisco that happened, and we were asked by the GSRs if we could help fund it, and we put some money into that. And I know, in fact, that one of the judges from that got to know us because of that event here in San Francisco actually referred someone to DA, as AA does, where they tell them they need to go to a DA meeting in order to satisfy their judicial mandates. So that was kind of neat, and just one makes it worthwhile. One of the things I've come to realize as a GSR and as a PI person, that no matter how we outreach, even if we don't know what the impact is, if anyone gets it, even though we don't know it, it is worth it. And I don't have to know that people have gotten the message. They just need to get it and come find a DA meeting. And that's what our primary purpose is, to reach out to the still suffering debtor, which is part of my PI passion. So intergroup is difficult. I have sent out blasts to all the intergroups. There is a list of intergroups on the NationalDebtorsAnonymous.org website, and you can find them in groups. You look for intergroups, and there's a list of all the intergroups, which I see was shared with this group before this call. And you can then reach out to the intergroups that do exist. We do have, in the general service area, there has been created in the last couple years, and it sounds like Kurt was part of that when he was back in GSR, to help find where all the intergroups are. And they've actually created a map showing where all the intergroups in the country are. And they're mostly focused on the coasts. There's very little in the center of the country. So I strongly believe that intergroups can be the backbone of the program, and highly encourage everybody to get people to come into intergroup. One of the things that our intergroup has done is it's had people who have volunteered to go out to every meeting. So we had a group of people who hit the meetings in the different areas to actually go face-to-face with the meetings so that they could get contact information. I think there must be some way to have them send in their contact information when they update for the website. but I don't know where that information is kept. We do have a Google Groups document storage area where all intergroup members have access to it, and that seems like a good place. One of the things that I've discovered in my years of work with DA is that continuity is the toughest thing. It's hard to keep things going when people have 6 month, 1 year service positions, and then the information that they have gathered falls off the table. So I think that some kind of central location for documentation that gets passed on to everyone that's coming into intergroup. Also, our intergroup has talked about having overlap on positions. I know that's hard when you have fewer people, and we actually, in spite of the large number of meetings, don't have that many intergroup. We were running 10 to 12 people on intergroup. We we ideally would have had 30. So people had to hold more than one position, even though we're an abundant area for a program. Intergroup people still had to hold more than one position.
2 minutes.
So, thank you. So I believe that we need to really get the word out to our still suffering debtors, and that is one of the things that will help us have more robust intergroups. I can't stress too much how important intergroup is for keeping the meetings together and helping them to be growing. I think that in the light, and our intergroup had a visions meeting, and one of the things that came out of it was to make sure that we stay focused on how to help the meetings, that's the purpose of intergroup. The purpose of intergroup is to help the meetings, not to go to a meeting and say, we need you to send us your piece of money so we can continue. It's to go out and say, how can we help you? How can we help your meeting? What can we do to help you? How can we support you? And I think that is if that's the focus of intergroup, as with all things, reaching out to help others, it will support itself. It will come back to itself. It will help the intergroup be strong and whole by reaching out to help the other meetings, to help the meetings then help themselves. So that's my take on intergroup, and I think that's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your experience, strengths, and hope with us, Jean. And our final speaker is Pat. And Pat, can you press *6 to unmute and let Marcy know how you would like to be timed?
Yes, okay. And so it's Pat E. Last initials E is in every. And I'm in Chicago. We're Curtis, and we're good friends. How many minutes is the talk? 10?
Well, you have 12.
Let me know at 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, okay, and Pat, would you be able to introduce yourself? I'm sorry, but I don't have the bio info, so please share your intergroup experience for the call. Thank you so much.
Terrific. So I'm Patty. I'm a compulsive spender debtor, and I'm in other 12-step programs. DA is my main program now because it encompasses my whole life. And I've only ever been suicidal over money, not over food or men or whatever. So I think that's what keeps me here. This is critical to my survival. I have 5 years freedom from debting, actually almost exactly 5 years, March 22nd, 2014. And I know it because I went to an event by the Chicago Intergroup. They have a spring all-day workshop, and I had been many times, and I said, I got to get a sponsor, a DA sponsor. I have to. And out of that, I cut up my credit cards. I did a bunch of things, and I have a lot of equity in my condo, and I'm in a good, solid place, and I have a good Social Security and pension retirement. I'm 73. So I came into 12-step programs in the early 80s in Los Angeles. And it was through the food program, but everywhere in LA, I know DA was very strong there 30 years ago, too, but I didn't go when I was in L.A. There's open meetings. There's closed meetings. There's all-day marathons where Al-Anon and everybody comes, so you can just soak up program, and it was a huge part of my life the whole time I lived there. And I was active in the intergroup because I met my sponsor at the intergroup meetings, and she had been really active in the intergroup. So I got to see a vibrant, active intergroup that had 45 people showing up face-to-face and arguing about all the issues. And we had an office and a paid person, et cetera, and sold literature. So I moved to Chicago and went to a lot of different kinds of meetings and didn't get to DA yet. I went to the food program and checked out their intergroup because I have experience. I've been an intergroup rep. I've been to World Service in Los Angeles like 5-6 years. So I know and understand the workings of World Service. And so I helped that intergroup put on a 3-day retreat and another event, and then I found DA, and I've been coming about 11 years and got really serious about 8 years in and finally cut up my credit card. So I've always been active in intergroup. Everything Jean said about, to me, intergroups are the lifeblood, now especially that I'm in the middle of the United States. This is it. And so our intergroup had, I don't know how old it is, but I'd say 30 years. And when I came, they had 6 people that were long time, and this one did events and archives, and they switched the jobs back and forth, and everything was cool. And I would represent a group and help on special events. And then a few years ago, it started shrinking, and Kurt gave that history. And so I'm now chair of our intergroup in Chicago, and I've been chair for a year ago, January. And I had never been secretary or treasurer because paperwork is a weakness of mine, and I can't buy into that part of myself. I can't support the group in a good way. So our intergroup, I knew it was shrinking, and I got active, and we were trying to do a group inventory and look on the AA website. We have some people that are AADA in outlying areas, and so a couple of us put together some questions, and this was about a year and a half ago, and I, having seen big intergroups and strong intergroups, I sort of started making my own inquiries as to why somebody might have dropped off. And we had a strong PI person, and then they dropped off. And different things were happening. We could not put our finger on it. And that was a year and a half ago. And so when I became chair, we have 12 positions on our intergroup. We have 5 of them filled. Chair, treasurer, acting secretary. We don't have a special events anymore. We did. We have a web guy that's been ill and been doing it so many years. We need a new web design. And we had a meetingless publisher. And we have an archivist. Well, we don't know where there are any archives. So some of these positions were symbolic. This is my perception now as chair digging into this, right? And we didn't get things electronically linked up so that we did have, I love that, an online storage place for people to look into the intergroup history and stuff like that.
Excuse me, Pat, this is Melissa. I'm hearing someone doing dishes. Is that you?
No.
Okay, I'm going to mute the line just for clarity's sake. Hold on just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse us for the interruption. Pat, you will need to press star 6, and you're the only one aside from me now that is going to be on the line so that we'll have a clean line. Please proceed.
Okay. Do we know how many minutes I have left? I'll keep talking, and Marcy can let me know.
Yeah, Marcy, please, maybe we'll pause and don't count that time that we've had the little had to clear the line, so maybe give her an extra 45 seconds. And Marcy, how much time does Pat have left? You'll have to press star 6 to be heard, Marcy. Okay, it sounds like she's...
Well, I'll go on. She can jump in with
you. I'm sorry. You have 1 minute, 45 seconds, and then the 2 minutes.
Okay, great. Thanks. So now I've laid out all of our problems, and we're a huge city. We only have about 15 meetings. It's been mostly the same 15 meetings, almost 2 a day, and DA isn't growing in Chicago and hasn't been, and we don't have effective public information, et cetera. So my desire is to grow DA and to grow DA everywhere. I want to be on the Intergroup Caucus. I guess I'll probably go to conference next year is a rep from GLADA, because that's the lifeblood of this program. And partly, if you have small meetings with the same people and a newcomer comes in, I don't think any of our meetings are great at nurturing newcomers. And I don't think DA, I know they're working on this, at new literature for newcomers and new PI things and things. So we are now rebuilding our intergroup, and we have almost a whole new board. The people that had been obstreperous have left. The people that were hurt are considering coming back, and we're building slowly. We're very solvent. We always have been, because we have a prudent reserve that covers an extra $1,500 to put on a one-day retreat that's an overnight in October. And so we always have that reserve. And we sent a lot of people to conference last year. But now we're rebuilding. We're going to go through our bylaws. The bylaws have gotten cumbersome, and maybe change the number of positions on the board and get more groups participating in the special events. We are supposed to have a special event in the spring. This meeting we're having tonight and probably April's meeting will be to get people from meetings to step up and support an event. So
2 minutes.
Our events aren't even that big. Is that time?
2 minutes.
Okay, good, thanks. So my vision is to have a vibrant intergroup, and we do hear from outlying areas, and they are a part of it, and we do support them. We need a whole web design, so I want to see other intergroups with vibrant, interactive webs. People find us. They almost always come to meetings by finding us on our GLADA web, so that's working. But it's about the growth of the program by reaching the still suffering and helping them stay, helping them get connected so that they can improve their lives. And now one of the meeting I'm in is in a club, an AA facility, and we're getting people that have been in treatment or people that went to another meeting there drop in. We're the only DA meeting, and that we've only been doing for a year and a half. So we're inching along, we're still solvent, and we're taking it slow because we have to rebuild. So that's where we're at. And I'm here for the long run because it's critical. I agree with Jean, Kurt, everybody. Intergroups are critical. They work. I've seen them all work in all programs, and ours needs to improve, and that's where we're at. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Pat, for sharing your experience and hope. And this concludes the time for speakers. And before we have question and answer time, we're going to be taking a seventh tradition break. I do want to mention that the speaker portion of our call is the only part that is being recorded, and all speakers have signed a release form and consent to their participation by to have been recorded and have this uploaded to our DA website. It will be available as a podcast under www.debtorsanonymous.org/podcast. I do want to mention if you're not speaking, to be sure to press star 6 to mute your line. Sounds like there's some rustling going on in the background.
That was me. I forgot.
No worries. No worries. And I did want to also say about the mission statement of the Intergroup Caucus, because that didn't get recorded. Our Intergroup Caucus is part of the World Service Fellowship Conference of Debtors Anonymous. And caucuses are members that are either intergroup service reps or general service reps that are serving on the caucus in support of intergroups. It's the trust, and also has a trustee that's a liaison from the World Service Debtors Anonymous Board. And the main function of our caucus is to create tools, resources, and a better understanding of the role of intergroup in the overall organizational structure of Debtors Anonymous. The Intergroup Caucus helps support both new and existing intergroups. The Intergroup Caucus also contributes to the efforts to regionalize Debtors Anonymous, and that's based on the Debtors Anonymous Manual of Service, also called DAMS, 2017, page 79. And at this time, we're going to have a seventh tradition moment. And so, Jerry, are you available to do the reading for Debtors Anonymous Seventh Tradition? Press star 6 to unmute.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry. I'm a recovering debtor. Our seventh tradition states that every DA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions.
And Jerry, can you also read about the General Service Office?
Bear with me. Okay.
I can do it if you like, Melissa.
It's Jerry.
Please,
do you?
Yeah, please do. I'm not sure that I have the most current. I'm looking at something.
Oh, okay.
Yes, thank you.
Sure. Go ahead.
I have the script in front of me. I have the script
Great.
In front of me. Thank you. The General Service Office is self-supporting through contributions of DA groups and members everywhere. The General Service Office cannot serve you or any suffering compulsive debtor without your personal and your group's experience, strength, hope, and financial support. Each DA member, each group, and the General Service Office is asked to provide regular financial support at every level, so each DA member, group, and the General Service Office can do the most important task that any of us has, to carry the message to the still suffering compulsive debtor. That is a quote from the DAMS 2017 edition, page 46.
Thank you, Marcy.
Mm-hmm.
Callers may contribute to our DA fellowship in two ways. You can mail a check to the DA GSB, and that's the General Service Board, located at the Debtors Anonymous General Service Office. The address for this is P.O. Box 920888, Needham. That's spelled N-E-E-D like David, H-A-M, M-A for Massachusetts. The zip code is 02492. That's P.O. Box 920-888, Needham, Massachusetts, 02492. You can also contribute by making an online contribution via a U.S. debit card by clicking the contribution button found on the DA website, debtorsanonymous.org/online contribution. And a third way I wanted to mention is that it's possible to set up an automatic bill pay to Debtors Anonymous through your bank. And so an automatic donation can be made on a monthly basis. At this time, I'm going to be turning off the audio podcast recording and opening up the meeting to any member questions to the speakers. You're welcome to direct your question to all of the speakers or to one. And we'll also have time for personal shares.